On the 14th day of Iyar, we celebrate Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says, V'yanoshem ashehoyu tameim. There were men that were ritually impure, and as a result, were unable to bring their Karban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. So they approached Moshe and Aharon, and they said, Lama nigara, why should we be excluded? We also want to be part of this great mitzvah of bringing the Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu's response to them was, Imdu v'eshma. Hang on, let me see what I can do for you. Moshe comes back to them and he says, you have a very valid argument. I hear your tine, I hear your complaint. Moshe gives them credibility. You know what? You were tame, you were far away, you will get a second chance. You can bring your Karban Pesach in 30 days from now, on the 14th day of Iyar. And the question is, why is Karban Pesach unique? Why is it different from all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? If someone doesn't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, there's no makeup date for that. We don't tell them, you didn't do the mitzvah in Chodesh Tishrei, you can blow the shofar in Chodesh Cheshvan. We don't say, you didn't shake the lulav on Sukkos, no problem, shake the lulav on Chanukah. Any other mitzvah doesn't have second chances. Why is Karban Pesach special that if someone didn't have the opportunity to bring an Erev Pesach, they get another chance to make amends 30 days later? So I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought brought down in the Sifrei Chabad. Pesach Sheni is unique because it wasn't a mitzvah that was initially commanded in the Torah. It came about in response to those few individuals who were impure, and they approached Moshe and they were distraught. They were devastated at the prospect of missing out on a mitzvah. And they asked Moshe incredulously, Lama nigara, why should we be left out in the cold? They were determined to fulfill this mitzvah. And Moshe sensed their sincerity. They didn't complain about material matters. He saw within their request a burning desire, a deep longing to do a mitzvah. And that is why they got a second chance. It's only because of those few individuals, now for all generations to come, that Karban Pesach is unique in that we get a second chance to fulfill this mitzvah. Yiddishkeit is about having the proper perspective. When it's raining on Sukkos, some people have the attitude, great, now we can eat in our warm, comfortable home. We don't have to brave the elements and trek out to the Sukkah. And some will say, Lama Nigara, it's not raining in the Five Towns, it's not raining in Lakewood. Why are those Yidden so fortunate and able to fulfill the mitzvah and we are denied? They truly feel like they're losing God. Or people are davening shacharis and they get up to tachlin and they find out that there's a chasen in the shul, so they skip tachlin. Some will have the attitude, wow, we dodged a bullet today. And some will say, Lama Nigara, we are missing out on such a powerful tefillah today. Those few Yidden in the Midbar who were contaminated when Pesach came around, what was their first reaction? Lama Nigara. They were upset, they were despondent about being left out. And it's only because of their deep desire and yearning to partake in the Karban Pesach is why they were rewarded with a second opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah on Pesach Sheni. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story that someone just sent me. There's a young man that lives in Lakewood by the name of Moshe Feder. He works for a company that manufactures custom closets for large multifamily developments. His job is to travel around the country to meet with developers and homeowners and builders. He says, because he looks Jewish, he has an extra responsibility to act above and beyond the ethical standards. Because being part of the chosen nation, people hold you to a higher standard. One day, he was flying to Atlanta for business, and as he approaches the terminal in Newark Airport, he receives a message on his phone that he was upgraded to first class. So excited, he boards the plane, and he settles into a spacious, comfortable seat. Then he hears over the loudspeaker, traveling with us today is a 96-year-old war veteran, and he's sitting in row 20. Please feel free to go over to him and thank him for his service. At that moment, Moshe thought, what a beautiful opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. I will offer to swap seats with him. So he approaches the stewardess and he tells her, I never served in the army. The least I can do to show my appreciation is to offer this veteran my first class seat. And the flight attendant was stunned. No one ever gives up their first class seat. She approaches this veteran and she tells him, this kind young man is offering you his first class seat. And he happily accepts it. And she makes an announcement on the loudspeaker. This man, Moshe Feder, just gave up his first class seat to this veteran. And everyone started clapping. And it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. This alone is a great story, but there's more. So now he settles into his seat in row 20. And 2 hours later, the plane lands in Atlanta. So if you're in first class, you get up first before the rest of the plane. But now that he was sitting in row 20, he had to wait an extra 5-10 minutes to get off the plane. And that caused him to miss the first shuttle to the car rental place. So he boarded the next shuttle. There was a man sitting next to him on the shuttle, and he notices the logo of Moshe's company. And he asks him, you guys do apartment buildings? And he says, yes. and he hands him his card. And he tells Mr. Ferrer, I'm building 300 Gunab projects in Atlanta and I need closets. Give me a call. Moshe looks at his card and he's blown away. He was trying to reach this man for 5 years. And that small conversation led to a strong business relationship and they did much business together. And it all happened because he missed the first shuttle because he made a Kiddush Hashem when he gave up his first class seat to that veteran. And this is the message of Pesach Sheni. When Hashem sees that you are sincere, you want to do the right thing, you want to make a Kiddush Hashem, He will reward you in ways beyond your expectations. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.